like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I be Kevin Carr.
And this be It's Movie Time.
Yark.
All right, Kevin, The Lighthouse.
Yes.
Is it as dark as I remember it?
Yes, it is. But it's also very, very bright in certain parts because there is the light of the lighthouse, which has its own symbolism and meaning.
Right.
And here's the thing with The Lighthouse. It's not for everybody.
You think?
It's done by the guy who did The Witch, which was a very polarizing movie in itself.
Two guys stuck in a lighthouse.
They're there for 4 or 6 weeks or something like that. But then a storm prevents. And it's them slowly or quickly descending into madness.
Kevin, I think if you and I were stuck for 5 weeks, we would drive each other crazy. You'd be in charge of the light. And I wouldn't be able to go up there because you're the main man.
It's the interaction between these two people. And it's the older, more seasoned Wiki, played by Willem Dafoe, and the younger Wiki, played by Robert Pattinson. The main point of this, there's subtext everywhere.
Oh, boy.
There is
symbolism all over the place.
Hidden meaning about everything. And it's one of those movies where it's not just about two people going mad in the lighthouse.
You can hear echoes of Herman Melville.
For me,
I even heard echoes of Hitchcock
with
the bird motif.
Sure.
And the winding staircase stuff.
Yeah, especially from that cinematic level of using that suspense
yes.
from Vertigo
and
the birds. But here's the thing. It was taken from a lot of the language of Herman Melville.
Yeah.
They have a thing at the very end. They mention that they take some of the writings of Herman Melville to construct the dialogue.
Yeah.
If you've read Moby Dick, it has that feel. It has that Ahab feel
to it.
And just as Moby Dick is not just about a bunch of people on a boat chasing a whale.
Right.
This is more than just two guys going mad. A lot of this sea symbolism, but this is a movie that is worth seeing in the theater for the sound design alone. Because you get the sound of the lighthouse, you get the sound of the ocean, and it envelops you.
The aspect ratio is almost square.
Well, yeah, it's the old Academy frame.
You're right. And
you know, TV size was what you're used to, but it's not widescreen.
Yeah, to give that claustrophobic effect. There are many times when you don't know it's this box.
Yeah, you'll see the sides just disappear into black. You know, they're being trapped. It plays to the fact that in the lighthouse, in their quarters, is they're boxed in. And some just fantastic performances by both guys.
It's a shame because they're both going to negate each other when it comes to a nomination.
And you saw that with The Favorite last year. A lot of the women involved in that, I think they pulled the nominations away from each other.
Yes.
And particularly the supporting ones.
I mean, believe me, this is to our benefit. See, you just can't keep your eyes off of these two guys. And
I think Dafoe is the one who's probably going to get more nominated.
I would think so.
His performance is bigger, but Pattinson, actually, it's one of the few times I've ever seen him act.
I'm really so surprised after Twilight. I thought he was a goner.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's pulling out these really good little movies.
Well, and he's done stuff like Good Time. And High Life and Cosmopolis and all these other ones. But this one, I think, actually, he does something more than just the brooding, angry character that we've seen before.
Well, Kev, I see an arc in this, a character arc, where he's taciturn at the beginning, the victim of Dafoe's dominating character and his stories, sea stories and his lies and all. And then all of a sudden, Pattinson's character begins to come out to the point where Dafoe's character says, you got away with words.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's his character. His is the one with growth. If you look at the movie as someone's journey, I believe it's Pattinson's journey. He's the main one, even though Dafoe is so dominant in it.
Yes, yes, yes. For animal lovers, it's going to be tough.
Well,
one scene where he bashes the heck out of a seagull.
There's also some incredibly funny moments.
Kev, you're stretching here. Incredibly is maybe a little more than some people would see.
You wouldn't expect. There are lines where suddenly it brings down the house.
And you're reminding me again of Coleridge's The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, where you have the albatross bugging the heck out of
the albatross around his neck. Only the albatross in this one is the lighthouse itself, I think.
Oh, very good. Beyond his phallic symbolism.
Well, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of homoeroticism in this as well.
There is indeed. Mm. All right. Kevin Carr, the film is The Lighthouse. What grade do you award it?
Give it an A+.
And I'm going to give it an A.
It's not Batman and the Green Goblin in a lighthouse for an hour and a half. Or maybe it is. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to full shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.